Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Today, former President Donald Trump's defense team will present its case to the Senate in his second impeachment trial. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports at least one of Trump's lawyers has said they'll wrap up their argument in one day.
Trump's defense team says their client was not responsible for the deadly attack on the Capitol on January 6. They have argued that Trump's comments as president are protected under the First Amendment, an assertion House impeachment managers vehemently pushed back on. Given the makeup of the Senate, the odds are good that Trump will be acquitted. Still, Trump's attorneys are under pressure to improve on the meandering remarks they gave at the outset of this trial. Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, who had previously voted that the trial was unconstitutional, reversed course this week, saying Trump's defense did a, quote, terrible job. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden says his administration has reached a deal to purchase millions more COVID-19 vaccines for Americans.
We signed the final contracts for 100 million more Moderna and 100 million more Pfizer vaccines. We're also able to move up the delivery dates with an additional 200 million vaccines to the end of July, faster than we expected.
Biden was speaking to staffers at the National Institutes of Health on Thursday. He says his goal is to offer all Americans a COVID vaccine by midsummer. Biden and Vice President Harris will meet a bipartisan group of governors and mayors today at the White House. Biden and Harris will focus on their nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief package now pending in Congress. It offers financial aid to state and local governments. Authorities in Germany and Denmark say they have arrested at least 14 people on suspicion of planning a terrorist attack. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports it's not yet known if all the arrests were linked.
A spokesman for federal prosecutors in the eastern German town of Naumburg says authorities issued a warrant for three Syrian men last weekend for purchasing several pounds of chemicals last month that could be used to manufacture explosives, as well as black powder and fuses. Two of the suspects were arrested in Denmark, where more chemicals were seized. The third was arrested in the German city of Frankfurt. German media is reporting the three were brothers and that in addition to the chemicals, authorities discovered a homemade flag of the Islamic State when they searched their residence. Since the initial arrests, authorities in both Denmark and Germany have arrested 11 more individuals on suspicion of planning one or more terrorist attacks. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
Japan's Olympic Organizing Committee chief is quitting days after making sexist remarks about women. Yoshiro Mori apologized for the remarks, but insisted he did not intend to demean women. Mori has tried to name his replacement, but the organizing committee is creating a panel to select one. You're listening to NPR News. In Myanmar, hundreds of thousands of people continue to protest peacefully following a military coup. Some people did clash with police in different cities. The United Nations' top human rights body held an urgent meeting today. Members are calling on the Myanmar junta to release the people they've arrested, including de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Jazz legend Chick Corea has died of cancer at 79. NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkas has this remembrance of the keyboardist, composer, and bandleader.
Chick Corea was always artistically curious. As a young man in New York, he played with Miles Davis at the dawn of jazz fusion, appearing on such landmark albums as Bitches Brew. His own band, Return to Forever, took that style to new heights of expressiveness. Korea's music showed enormous range, from Mozart interpretations to experimental jazz, and he collaborated with an array of fellow stars like banjoist Bella Fleck and pianist Long Long. He won 23 Grammys and was named a Jazz Master by the National Endowment for the Arts in 2006. Korea's team told NPR that he had recently been diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. Anastasia Tsiolkas, NPR News, New York.
Icy cold weather has settled in for much of the nation. The ice has plunged deeply into Texas. Slippery roads in Fort Worth led to a deadly vehicle pileup on a major freeway on Thursday. Six people were killed when about 130 vehicles collided. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.